thanks to God. Give thanks to God. But why? Why do you give thanks to God? Why should you give thanks to God? How should we give thanks to God? Do we thank God for all the accomplishments, all the things that He's done? Do we thank God for just being the kind of God He is, thanking God for His character? When I was young, my mom had bought these books of a comic, perhaps you've heard of, called Calvin and Hobbes. And whenever I think of the character of God, I can't help but think of this one, where Calvin is going through in his imagination, and it reads, "Then there was Calvin. Calvin, the mighty God, creates the universe with pure will. From utter nothingness comes swirling forth life where there once was void. But Calvin is no kind and loving God. No, he's one of the old gods. He demands sacrifice." Yes, Calvin is a god from the underworld, and the puny inhabitants of Earth displease him. The great Calvin ignores their pleas for mercy as they are doomed in agony. Now, of course, it cuts to what is really happening in the real world, and the parents are going, "Isn't it so cool to see that he's playing with his tinker toys? It's almost like he's building a world over there." And his mom says, "Oh, he's going to be an architect." You know, it's just a funny joke about the hilarious dichotomy between a child's imagination and what mom and dad might see, but I think it's funny because the theology behind this shows us how blessed we are to have a God who is awesome and kind and good. The true and living God is different than Calvin's imagination. In fact, if we had to summarize in a, let's just say, made-up word, our God would be a God of loving kindness. Now, loving-kindness is a made-up word, according to Microsoft Word. You'll underline it every time you write it. Yet it is filled 247 some times in the Old Testament when you read the New American Standard 95 edition. Because it's a translation of a Hebrew word called chesed. Now, chesed is a word that has no easy English translation. And so they kind of made up this word because your translation might have words like faithful, enduring love, kindness, loyalty, faithfulness, enduring relationship. You see, the word chesed is someone who is putting forth relationship and kindness and mercy despite what the other side of the relationship does. Chesed does not depend on whether they deserve it or whether they reciprocate. Chesed is faithful no matter what. That's what's unique about our God, is His enduring, eternal, faithful love. You see, a lot of times when you say, "Well, how would you summarize God in a word?" Christians will often turn to 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 and say, "God is love." But if you were to ask an Israelite in the 3rd century B.C., they would probably say, "God is chesed. He is faithful. He is loving." One Hebrew commentator says, "A free-flowing love that knows no bounds." How do we know that God has chesed? How do we know that He has enduring, faithful love? We can think about what He has done as proof. Just as we think about, how do you know mom and dad loved you? Well, look at the things they did. We look at our God and say, here's how we can see that He is faithful and enduring despite it sometimes being a one-sided relationship. And so His chesed, His faithful love, His loving kindness should bring worship to our lips. Praise for our God, thanksgiving for His character. And so that brings us to today's text of Psalm 136. Now today is going to be very different than most weeks. I'm sorry that our visitors have seen two very unique weeks, but I hope you'll still be encouraged by today, because we're going to change things a little bit in how we're participating as a group of Christians together in showing our gratitude to God. We're about to read our text. We're going to read all of Psalm 136, but we're going to read it together. This psalm is called the Great Prayer by the Hebrew people. They would often say this is a form of praise, a form of gratitude to God. And I'm going to put the verses up here in front of us, and I'm going to read the verses, but I want to encourage you to read them in response as well. That is how this psalm was written, I believe. I will read the whole thing, but I want you to read along with me in the green part. And it's not going to be too hard, because it's the same phrase. It's extolling God's character. For His loving kindness is everlasting. His chesed is eternal. That is what that means. And I believe we can all celebrate that today. So I want to encourage you, out of reverence for God's word, let's today stand as we read Psalm 136 together. And then we will remain standing for our first song that Michael will lead us. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the God of gods, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His loving kindness is everlasting. To Him who alone does great wonders, for His loving kindness is everlasting. To Him who made the heavens with skill, for His loving kindness is everlasting. To Him who spread out the earth above the waters, for His loving kindness is everlasting. To Him who made the great lights, for His loving kindness is everlasting. The sun to rule by day, for His loving kindness is everlasting. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His loving kindness is everlasting. To Him who smote the Egyptians and their firstborn, for His loving kindness is everlasting. And brought Israel out from their midst, for His loving kindness is everlasting. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for His loving kindness is everlasting. To Him who divided the Red Sea asunder, for His loving kindness is everlasting. And made Israel pass through the midst of it, for His loving kindness is everlasting. But He overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for His loving kindness is everlasting. To Him who led His people through the wilderness, for His loving kindness is everlasting. To Him who smote great kings, for His loving kindness is everlasting. And slew mighty kings, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Sihon, the king of the Amorites, for His loving kindness is everlasting. And Og, king of Bashan, for His loving kindness is everlasting. And gave their land as a heritage, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Even a heritage to Israel, His servant, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Who remembered us in our low estate, for His loving kindness is everlasting. And He has rescued us from our adversaries, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Who gives food to all flesh, for His loving kindness is everlasting. We give thanks to the Lord. He is good. He is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. What a privilege we have to be part of His people. He is good. He is the best. He is the highest. Keep that in mind as we worship Him together today.
Number 74, if you guys are in your books this morning, let's open our hearts to what God does for us. He is so good. 74, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, ye heavens that adore Him. Praise Him, angels in the high.
Amen.
To God be glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord.
Book.
When I survey the
Let's pray for the fruit of the vine. Father, we are so thankful for what you've done for us. From the beginning, all the way through, to the end, you have shown your power. You have been holy. You have been forgiving. And we are so grateful for your Son, his sacrifice, what he gave up for us, for our sin, how you willingly did that for us. The blood that was shed, that was poured out, that was freely given, is absolutely amazing that you did that for us. Father, take us back to the cross. Let us think of that. Think of the pain that he went through, the sacrifice that he gave, and what it means to us, and what this emblem that we're about to take represents. And we thank you with all we can thank you for what he's done for us and what you've done for us. Let us take this emblem and let us take this cup that represents his blood in a manner that is pleasing to you. And thank you for the forgiveness that it gives. In Christ's name we pray.
What an awesome thing we get to celebrate with God's deliverance of us. It makes the Exodus pale in comparison with what Jesus did for us on the cross. But it's not just a one and done situation. You see, God continues to protect his people. And after he delivered them from Egypt, he continued to protect them. And so the psalmist continues to give thanks to God for his ongoing protection. He says, "You have protected us against evil kings. You have protected us against Og, the king of Bashan, against Sihon, the king of the Amorites." I know you're like me. Those names stir the media stories to mind, don't they? You're like, "Ah, yes, I remember Og. Yes, I remember Sihon. Oh, those were battles, weren't they?" It's easy to forget some of these stories, but the Amorites were a people that Israel was walking through the wilderness. And they said, "Hey, we need to pass through. We're not trying to conquer you. Can you just let us go by peacefully?" And they stuck their feet in and said, "No, we want to fight." Didn't go well for them. God wiped out those enemy kings, utterly defeated them. His protection was complete. There wasn't even a lost battle on this one. No obstacle that stood in their way prevented them. And so that's what the psalmist is talking about: God's everlasting, his faithful mercy and provision. He provided through the wilderness. He smote the great kings. He slew the mighty kings. He names these ones as the deceptive ones. And we tried to be peaceful with them, and yet they were evil. And even those obstacles didn't stop us. What kind of protection has God given us? We're told that God doesn't allow temptation to come our way that isn't common and isn't given a possibility for us to get out. As much as he might want, Satan doesn't have any more power over you than what he had over Jesus or Paul or Peter. What other protection has he given? Well, look at the history even of this congregation. Times when it's been said, oh, we're going to have to close our doors because we don't know how we're going to make this work. God has protected the work here in Ephesus. People, we get to look forward to meeting and seeing in heaven because Christians continue to work here in Ephesus Park. I can't even guess at the protection God has provided for us. I like to tell the story when I was a high school kid. This was before I was a Christian. I was in Wyoming, and I was driving a Buick. Okay, let's put it what it was. I was driving a Buick. It was snowy. It was one of those days you shouldn't be on the road. But like every good high school student, I had tires that were balder than racing slicks on a racetrack. And I remember, as I was going down the interstate, I had to drive in the middle of the two lanes. And I was doing maybe 15 miles an hour. That's how nasty it was. And I could see headlights in my rearview mirror coming. And I knew what it was. It was a semi-truck coming. I just had to get to my exit. Now, my exit was designed by people that want firefighters to have a living. So there are got to be accidents abounding on this clover idea where you come flying at 65 miles an hour into a 25 mile an hour loop. And so I was like, I have to get to that exit. And this semi-truck is gaining on me. Finally, it comes time where I have to figure out which lane's mine. And it's so snowy, I can't tell. So I kind of start easing over a little bit. And the semi is gaining, and it's gaining. I'm almost to my exit. And on this particular exit, it has this clover of an on-ramp coming on and a lane on this bridge and then into the off-ramp. So you have to do this funky little merging with cars. So they're trying to get onto the interstate, trying to speed up, and you're trying to get off the interstate, trying to slow down so you don't die. Like I said, it's a firefighter's dream. Fortunately, there was no one coming on. So I was like, okay, I'm good. But this semi is now on me. And so I get over into the off-ramp lane. But I don't control myself into the lane. My tires help me slide majestically into the lane, past the lane, and I slam into the guardrail. And I bounce off of it as the semi-truck is passing by. And like every good high school student, I say, please God, don't let me fall into the semi-truck. I cannot afford another car. I didn't bounce in the semi-truck. I stayed in my lane. I got off that interstate, and I thought, I don't know, that might have been a miracle. Was God there divinely intervening, or was it just physics on my side? I don't know. But I can give glory to God because I'm here today. Had I slid into that truck, I probably would be dead. How many times has that been the case that your physical life has been preserved by God, and maybe you don't even know it? Now that's nothing. Your physical life, but your physical life is nothing. Your spiritual life is something. How many times have you been preserved spiritually? Perhaps a trial that God knows you're not really ready for this one yet. Or he brings someone to mentor and encourage you while you are going through something. See, God is a protecting God. He is faithful and merciful. And even when we are unfaithful and unmerciful, his chesed is eternal and not based on us. And so just as he provided by defeating these kings, he provides for us protection as well. Of course,
74 if you're in the book.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for loving me, and thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole and saving my soul. I want to thank you, Lord, for loving me.
Thank you, Mother.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Let us all with one accord sing praises to Christ the Lord. Let us all unite in song to praise Him all day long. I want to thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Please reveal your will for me so I can serve you for eternity. Use my life in every way. Take hold of it. To thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I want to thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Is thanking God for His divine provision. You see, God is a God who provides beyond the needs of His people. If you go back and look at what happened when God conquered the Amorites, He gave them cities. And in Deuteronomy, it describes 60 cities that were given to the Israelites that already had fortifications, already had food. Even when they're going into the land, God says, I'm going to give you a land where you will reap where you did not sow. I will provide for you. This is what God says when He says He gave the Amorites land as a heritage to Israel, His servant. It goes beyond just the basic needs. God is a generous God. But more than just a generous God for His people, God is a generous God in His loving kindness, His everlasting chesed. God provides for all people. Do you notice that the sun rose in the east not just for Christians, but for all people? This snow is helping prevent wildfires not just for Christians who might be afraid that they might want to move away, which we don't allow here, but all people will benefit from this snow. It says here in verse 25 that God gives food to all flesh. He is the sustainer of life. He is the provider. Our provision, our homes, cars, jobs, 401ks, talents, opportunities, these are all sustainment from our God. The fact that you can read and live in a country that allows you to worship on Sunday if you want to or not, if you don't want to, that is God providing for you. He is faithful in His mercy, and He provides for all. So in our gratitude, we worship Him, and we sing His praises.
Number 72. We're going to sing it through a couple times and watch the change of key at the end. A couple times and watch that change of key. 72.
Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. People declare your mighty works. Blessed be the Lord. to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. Established in our praises, as your people declare your mighty words. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was, is, and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God.
Because our God is a God who provides, we give back generously to our Lord.
You know, on the subject of offering, we probably have different thoughts of how that strikes us. We're grateful for what God has done. As I wake up in the morning, I lift open one eye, kind of peek out, see, is it daylight? Is the world still here? How are we going to continue through the day? And then realize, you look out, you see the sunshine, you see the snow, you see everything that God has created. Think, how great is our God that we serve. And then after that, get through those thoughts. Then I think spiritually, also spiritually. We live in a physical world, and I think physically just an awful lot. What has he given us? And he's given us everything we need here on earth, but also the spiritual blessing. We'll be blessed later on also. But he's given us the means to support his work, and we're glad to give back to him as we're prospering cheerfully, not out of compulsion is the word that I think is used in the scripture. But we don't feel like we have to. We're not compelled to. And we do that at this time. Shall we pray? Again, our Father, we thank you so much for what you have given us, for what you mean to us, and for what you have promised us. We thank you for the opportunity that you have, that you've given us to serve you and to offer back part of what you've given us. Be with us as we give. We ask in Christ's name.
Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his loving kindness is everlasting. That's how this psalm ends. Give thanks to the God of heaven. What an amazing God we serve. We give thanks to God not only for what he has done for us and for his people in the past, but we give thanks constantly because of who he is, That is why he did those things in the past. Israel was not deserving, and yet he delivered them. Israel was not a good people, and yet he protected them. Israel was not an impressively loyal people, and yet he delivered them. That is chesed. That is loving kindness. That is our God. He is deserving of our worship, our adoration, our faithfulness, and our love. I want to encourage you all to stand together as we praise him, because it is a privilege to serve our God. Let's sing our last hymn together.
I will call upon the Lord.
63.
I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I know the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock. Let God of my salvation be exalted. I know the God.